Hi, you guys, and welcome back to another episode of If I Must Say with Sade and
Cash.
That was so weird. Right? I'm not doing this again. This is why I don't do the fucking intro.
Okay. And today we also have DJ Bae joining us in on the conversation.
Yes, I'm excited. Y'all, he's a really good conversationalist, so this is going to be good. I guess
we're
gonna
boosting
see
this, man.
It is. It really is gonna be good. Now he's still hell. Yeah. He's still hell. Like, let me just put that out there. Nigga still hell. Ain't nothing changed.
But we do have good conversations.
Yeah, so. he holds a really good conversation.
We're talking like he got some sense.
Yeah.
Okay. So what we were like, yeah.
Right.
So the question of the day is: now that you're an adult yourself, are you proud of how your parents raised?
I want to answer first.
Let's let DJ Bae go first.
I'm extremely proud of the job my mother did. I'm extremely proud of the job my mother did. In most aspects. And then with my dad, it's like a two-edged sword, being like a father. It's just a two-edged sword with him. I won't say I'm not proud. Could have did a better job, though.
And to add to the question is also, are you proud of the choices that they made in raising you?
I mean, the majority of the choices, yeah, I turned it all right. Like, you feel me? I ain't want to kill nobody or, I don't know, tweaked out shit anyways or you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Doing nothing crazy, for real. So, yeah, I think they did pretty decent with the choices.
Stop playing. And you knew the look on your face, you knew that you was next. So I don't even know why you just did it.
Six times you
want to
go
like, I know she did. We talk about this often, so I know it's gonna go. Like, I know.
Okay, so Renee. My mom did an amazing job. I could say she did an amazing job of what she had as far as, like, her knowledge, like, of what she's seen. But I feel like she did good as far as, like, her knowledge, but she missed a lot of key things that I had to teach myself, and those were things that I needed. Like, it wasn't like, oh, you know, she'll be okay without them. Like, no. I feel like as a female or as... you know, a young lady turning into a grown woman, like, it's certain things that I need that my mother overlooked. But for the knowledge that she had, I feel like she did an amazing job. My father, on the other hand, I feel like he didn't do a good job. It's just, I wasn't your first child. I'm your 13th child.
Do shit.
So you, I feel like, so
So you, if that was Nick before Nick, huh?
Oh, child, Rolling Stone, shit. Honey. But I don't know. I just feel like you had so many chances to get it right. And then with me, it's just kind of like, well, the way it looks and the way it feels to me, that you put all your energy into the other 12 kids. When it got to me, you didn't have nothing else to give. Like, I done got older. Like, I'm not young anymore. This ain't, like, no, I done got too old for this. Like, that's what it gave to me. So, Renee, yes, absolutely. My father, Tyrone, no. Not at all. What about you?
I say, now that I am a mom myself, it's like, I look at my mom, I'm just like, what the fuck? Or like, how the fuck? Because like, it's just different. Like, I just have like a whole different outlook on my mom, like a different respect for my mom. Because like, I have one, it was three of us. And then at one point in time, me and my sister, we're 22 months apart. So we right there, so I'm a 2-year-old, my sister right behind me, like, that's wild to me.
Yeah.
Like, that's, I can't fathom it, because it's so fucking crazy. So, if my mom is like, yeah, with the choices that she made, Yeah, but I think with some of the choices that she did make, it caused her to miss out on a big chunk of my life too. So it's like, as a mom now, I get it. Like, at the end of the day, I would do anything for my child. Like, that's,
yeah,
I get it. But it's also like, I get it, but it's still, I don't know. So I am proud with the choices that my mom made, because me, all of my sisters, we turned out
good.
Yeah, like, we turned out good for my mom to be a single mom and raising three girls. I only can imagine how much hell we gave her. You get what I'm saying?
Oh, absolutely. Like, oh, absolutely.
Three girls?
Yes.
Oh, my God. And she wanted boys and got all girls. That's crazy. So, now she's like my bestie. My dad, on the other hand, we have a strange relationship.
What's strange?
Like, it's just strange.
Like, do y'all not talk? Or
We talk now, but it was a period of time, like, I went a couple of years without talking to my dad, and it really was like, we had beef, like, real beef. Like, we're not talking. Don't talk to me. We're in the same room. Beef. Like, we had nothing to say to each other. So, and I think it's just because we act so much alike, we clash so much, and it's just, I don't know. So my dad's just like, I don't know. Because with my dad, I never wanted for nothing. I say that. Like, my dad, he always made sure me and my sister had. We never had a problem with that. So it's like, you were a good dad, but it's like, I just don't want you. So, but we're working on it.
That's fair.
Slowly but surely.
That's fair.
Mm. We're trying. He got grandkids now, so.
Do you think the parenting, okay, like when you, now that you have a child, meaning that your mom, I'm pretty sure your mother already had grandkids, of course, but now since you see her interact with her grandkids, do you see a difference?
Oh my God, yes.
Your
oh
mom
my God.
Is it better, like, or is it?
Yeah, it's so, I've never, like, me and my mom, like, our relationship has always been, like, okay. You know what I'm saying? Like, and now that I'm older, we're closer, like, way closer. Probably closer than I've ever been to her. But with my child, it's just different. Like, it's just different. She loves him so much. And it's just like, that might as well be her baby.
Okay.
Like,
I don't get to see that side of my mom. It's like, she does have a grandchild, but they stay in Texas, so I don't see the grandmother Renee. I'm still stuck on mom Renee, so.
Even with my dad, though, it's crazy because my dad's like this big, giant teddy bear to his grandkids. Mm-hmm. Like, they can have whatever they want from him. Like, literally.
I'm pretty sure my mom is probably going to be like that since she gave us so much damn hell.
Yeah.
Since she was so mean to us.
We'll see. Okay. The first one is, one thing you wish you could change about how you were raised.
It's so many. One thing?
DJ Bay, what's yours?
I think the interpretation and application of discipline is something that I wish I could have changed up my childhood. I grew up in a real black house. I grew up with a black mama. It's just certain things that just are over the top, overboard. It's, oh, I have to be extra hard because I'm raising a man, and I'm a beat you, I beat it out of you. And, I get it. Like, some of this stuff, a little asthma head, I get it.
But you also have to remember she was a single mom, too, so she felt like, I have to emphasize it just a little bit.
And that's
more.
The thing, it's like, nah.
Yeah.
You don't. Like, it's not a... It's not
that's
a
not how that goes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's not. It shouldn't
I be get what you're saying. Thing, yeah. You feel me?
Especially when you have a conversation, which the better the conversations you have with kids at a younger age and the more like transparent conversations and open conversations and real honest conversations you're able to have without that kid feeling like I'm being judged or like I know I'm in trouble. I know this may be wrong, but I also ain't got the person, the adult who I'm talking to, looking at me like I'm in trouble and like...
It's a hostile environment.
Yeah, you feel me?
But,
yeah.
All right. So I got a question. Because we're human. So it's not going to be that every conversation, you're not going to get the soft parent. Because in every situation, you don't need the soft parent. So at some point, it is going to be, because you could tell
a child. But let me ask you this, but how hard is too hard?
But my thing is, okay, you can tell a child, right?
Okay.
Two different kids. You got left and right over here. You can tell left to go sit down, left gonna go sit down just fine.
Yeah, right gonna try though.
Right gonna do everything but sit down. Yeah. He probably gonna come up and look at you like, yeah, I really don't feel like sitting down. Right. Yeah, you sit down. Like, I sit down when you sit down. How about that?
I think my biggest thing was, you know, especially when friend of my childhood, it's like, I completely get being the hard parent or being the real, just like, I guess, forceful parent about it or giving that side, but that didn't have to be every case in every situation.
Yeah, I think your parenting depends on the child. Like, you can't...
And the situation.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was my biggest thing because it's like, I got the same reaction out of every situation.
Oh, no, because every...
Yeah. Your perception of it. Like, you have to be...
Because some stuff don't take all of that.
And yeah. And that's the thing. Every time it was 0 to 10. Like, it was... Yeah. There was no 4. There was no 6s. There was...
Either we here or
we gone. Yeah. And, like, it's like... So it doesn't matter what it is. Because I got to the point where it's like, well, shit, I could go and be out all night long, or I could bring home a C in chemistry. It's going to be the same, like, off-the-wall ass reaction. I could go and, you know, come and teach her out, talk crazy to him, and I could not take the trash out on like I was supposed to when the trash man comes
in.
It's going to all be the same. So it don't matter what it is. You know what I'm saying? That's like, that shouldn't be the case. It's like, if I left food out in the middle of the night, okay, that's one version of discipline and figuring it out. And then if I bring home, you know, not so great grades, it's a different version of it. And it allows for like a, I guess, as people say, a safer space, you know, especially when you're talking about being able to open up and in the long run. Because certain shit, like, I mean, you know, I don't even tell my mom now. And I think it's more of a, like, well, for me personally, why didn't I just say something? I avoid social alcohol. Well, why do you feel like you just can't go say something to your mama or your dad? You feel me? It's like, okay, well, that could have been easily fixed at a younger age. But yeah, that's the thing. Because all black people just want to beat their kids. Like, they just going to beat it out of them.
I mean, I definitely, as far as that, my mom has like this saying, like, you can't reinvent the wheel.
Yeah.
And I used to always tell her, like, yes, you can. Like, you can add. You can take away shit. And the older I got, I would come back to the same, like, base. Mm-hmm. And it's the same wheel that she's talking about. Yeah. Like, so it's not saying that I'm going to be so tough on my children. But spare the rod, spoil the child. You can look at it as a physical rod or just some form of discipline or whatever. Yeah. And for me, it's definitely going to be both. But I'm going to definitely fuck with, like, if it's just simple, my nigga, you just left food out, like, put, I'm not going to yell. Just, like, nigga, put the fucking food up. Like, bro, like, put the fucking food up. Like, I like it. We ain't got time for this shit. Like, you want roaches in the house? Put the food up. Like, come on. Now, if it's, you know, you sneaking out or you know, bringing home some funky-ass grapes and I'm just not rocking with, then it's what the fuck are we doing? Because you don't do shit. Like, then it's... Because I can talk... I feel like my tone is enough. My aggression is enough to where I don't have to put my hands on you. If I put my hands on you, you have really just...
Did it.
You took me there. Like, so now we finna go there. Like, in this house. So, but I don't want to have to do that all the time with my child. Like, I want to be able to talk to them where we can have a conversation and you're telling me why you did X, Y, and Z. Because some stuff is logical. Like...
Yeah.
Or my thing is, I'm still going to hold them accountable, but I can see why you did what you did.
As long as you have explanation.
Yeah, just don't let it be no dumb shit now. Don't let it be no just now. And, but you can't, like, apples don't fall too far from the tree because I do dumb shit. Like, I do dumb shit. So I can't.
You can't be mad.
Yeah, and it's like my mom would be mad when I do dumb shit and it's like, I come from you. Like, or when I snap or go off or I'm cursing people out. My mother was the same way when she was younger. But when I do it now, you look so flabbergasted, bitch. I know.
Why would you say that?
I done seen you curse a nigga out, shoot a bird and everything. Like, what are you talking about? Like,
shoot a bird now.
Child, I'm talking about right when I'm in the car with it. Like, what it is. So, stop. But when I do it.
It's a problem.
You need to work on your attitude. This is just getting ridiculous. It's like, as if I'm not you. But I definitely understand the discipline part. I can definitely see that. For me, it's being able to have an open line of communication and having a parent that is in your corner. Like, my mother is there, but my mother was, she wasn't the parent that if something happened,
that's what I'm going to
my say. Mama is going to back me up. My mama is going to ask me, well, what did you do? Right. What was your actions? Hold yourself accountable for whatever you did, not for what they did. Like, what did you do? And like, by the time I be done broke down what I did, well, why did you do what you did? Because they did this. Why did that make you do that though? Like, why did you have to do? Didn't it make you feel like, well,
I shouldn't have said shit.
Thank you. Or it's like you act like you ain't my bitch. My feelings is hurt. I took it up in this bitch. You need to be on my side. You act like your feelings ain't never be hurt before. Like,
about this when we get home.
Bro, I think like, that's the thing. Or my mom act like she's never been young before. Like, I think what pisses me off is you're 56. I need you to take yourself out of 56 and put yourself in 26. Like, put yourself back in 26. Yeah, you had kids, but outside of that, take, like, you were still young and dumb. You was outside. Like, you were still on hot tail time because you came out with me at 30. Like, so we knew you was outside. You were just sneaking outside, but you was outside. Like, my mom was never the parent, like, to where she could understand or she could be like, yeah, I've been there. Yeah. Now, since I've gotten so much older, she can say, okay, well, yeah, I used to deal with depression or I dealt with this type of guy
when
before.
You're young, she's all like, what the fuck are you doing? Like, why are you doing this shit?
Or I hate when, like, she, as I told you, it was a lot. I hate when she, when she be like, as long as, if it's not health or money problems, it's not, it doesn't matter. You shouldn't, don't belittle my feelings. Like, I don't care if I'm in middle school and the only reason why I'm mad is because the girl that I had, that I was friends with, she's not talking to me at lunch today. It still matters to me. Like, it's a problem for me. Bitch, why do I have money and health problems in eighth grade? Like,
bitch,
problems.
Do you have money problems?
I got best friend problems. Thank you. If we go match on Fridays, like, I'm doing that. Like,
the movies or not.
Thank you. Can she stay over this weekend? That's the type of shit that I'm dealing with. Like, I'm not dealing with what you're dealing with. So why do you have to, or you make it seem like that's not a big deal. That's, you're so dramatic. No, it is.
Yeah.
This is my friend. You don't have friends.
That was as big as your world was at the time. Yeah, I get it.
But it's like parents, like, I think because, and I see it now because I've gotten older and I'll deal with my little cousins or I'll deal with my baby cousin Simone or whatever. And stuff that she'll tell me, I'll be like, girl, that ain't even gonna matter once you ain't gonna even remember this. But I can't do that to her because at this time, this is the biggest thing in your world. Like, I have to treat it as such. Like, okay, well, tell me what the girl did. So what you gonna tell tomorrow? Like, when you go to school. Like, it's one of them. So
acknowledge it.
Yeah, and I think my mom just never did that, so I feel like it makes me now to where I'm not the best communicator, and the only time I communicate is when it's rage, like when I just done got upset. And
but that's not communication; that's just expression. That's just
Now it's just we just no. I don't even want to communicate no more. But other than that, and just her being more present. And I use the excuse of I'm a present friend, but I'm not a present friend. And I can't use that excuse. My mom was a present mom, but she wasn't a present mom. She wasn't the cheerleader mom. We cheer, but I can count on 2 games my mother probably came to. She wasn't the PTA mom. She wasn't the, my mom.
Like, involved.
She wasn't involved. Yeah. Like how most parents, no cap, and this may sound so bad, and I definitely don't want my child to be like this. I want my child to be scared to bring home grades like this. But I remember in science class, right? And to this day, it's so funny because this girl, like, she hated my guts because I laughed. But I thought it was so funny because I didn't really care. So our first progress report had came out. Now, my teacher, Mr. Phillips, he will always wait to the last minute to put in grades. Everybody knew Mr. Phillips was like a lazy ass teacher. Like, literally on the side of his computer, it would be stacks and stacks of work. Like, that he just won grades. So he would just end up giving everybody like hundreds because he don't feel like putting the shit in. So the first progress reports came out and he missed the deadline to put in his grades. So everybody, literally everybody had like ifs. Like, it would be, because he would put in some grades, not put in the other one, whatever, right? So this girl, I'm not going to say her name, but this girl.
You just get a shot?
Hell no.
I got you boosted.
Shut the fuck up. I just got what you said. Exactly. No, it's just, so the girl, she came in the classroom, and she, I think she had like a 40 somewhere, 50 something. And she's like, I can't take this home. And I gave you my work and all this stuff. And I laugh because it's like, I don't give a damn if I take this home because my mom probably won't see this anyways. Like,
I'm going to have to sign this.
Exactly. Like, I could sign this and take this back. My mama ain't finna see. She ain't gonna ask for the first progress report until the next progress report come out. So I can just get the next one.
There you go, girl.
Yeah. I'm telling you, with my sister, she was so on it. But with me, I feel like, now that I can say with both of my parents, I feel like they had gotten so older, or they just was wore out. Like, hell, when you got to me, I literally, and Jasmine will vouch that I got scraps. Like, I had to teach myself a lot because my mama was just, she here, she making sure she provides, she making sure I got a roof over my head, but you missing all the small things that are going to be bigger things later. Like, you might have taught me about my period, but you didn't teach me that, oh, you know, I'm the prize, and, you know, save yourself, and, you know, learning how to really deal with the guy, and learning game, and my mama didn't teach me that shit. You know how many, like, truth.
You know how much trial and error I got on me? Like, girl, hell no. Like,
I got enough.
Like, I didn't have to do all that. Like,
I could have sliced these bodies probably in half. I probably would still be a virgin, honestly. Like, girl, you would have taught me true game. I could have been working these niggas early. Like, no. She, it's just, my mama wasn't that. But other than that, that's about it. What about you?
I think for me, one thing I would probably change the way that I was raised is, I think with my mom, because she had me so young that when I did grow up, she was kind of growing up too.
Y'all grew up together.
Yeah, and it's like, and that wasn't the problem. The problem became once I got older and you wanted to kind of live your life through mine. That's when the problem became, like, prom and graduation and things like that. Like, that's like, it's like, yeah, it's my moment, but it's like, you kind of want to make it your moment too, and I get it, but it's like, and I can't be mad, but it's like,
girl. Nobody told you to.
And then another thing, though, like, as I got older too, like, the older I got, like, in high school and then throughout college, when I really needed my mom to be, like, my mom, she wanted to be my friend at that point, and I'm like, I don't need a friend. Like, I have enough friends.
Yeah, like, I need
my mom. You know, like, I need advice. Yeah. I need you to tell me, like, what the fuck, because this shit I ain't getting rid of. Like, life is life from right now. I need you
to tell me what it is.
I got you. I got Shakira. You know what I'm saying? Like, I got enough homegirl. Mom, like, come on. Like, I don't want to gossip with you. I don't want to do that with you.
That's crazy.
But, so, yeah.
I've never experienced that before.
Yeah. Like, now though, I can call her, we have conversations. She'll give me advice now, but that's after I had a child, after I've been in my relationship for however long. You know what I'm saying? So it's different now, but a couple years back,
That's crazy. Because I would have wanted that. Like, no. For just a little bit. Like, to not be able to go to my mom. Like, I'm telling you, I would do shit. And you can ask your Tavia. Like, the last incident I had with my mama, I said, you know what? I'm just not even finna tell her. Like, whatever happens, happens at this point with this relationship. Like, fuck it. And that's when she started trying. Like, because I dead ass dropped. Like, I just dropped the shit. Like, man, I'm over it. Like, I just had a relationship with my kids. Fuck it. Like, I just tried with them or whatever. Yeah. And she started trying, but I couldn't go. Like, now that we can talk, before, I didn't get the... Renee, who? I'm finna go tell Renee what? Like, hell no. I'm finna figure this shit out. And I'm probably finna figure it out wrong as hell. Like, and gotta go tell my sister because she's the... I guess the mom to me or whatever, like for her to fix it, then she's gonna tell me, okay, well, no, you should have did X, Y, and Z, but I'm gonna fix it so we don't have this problem. But I don't know, like, mom, I didn't get that, and I really would have wanted that. Like, I don't care if it was just a joke. Like, me and my mother, we just wasn't mixing. It's just like, damn, like, why are you like this? Like,
but y'all both very nice too.
Yeah, and she's so like, boring and just structured and just perfect. Like, bitch, you not even perfect. Like, I could name a list of shit. Like, so why do you act like this? Like, I act like how you supposed to act. Like, that's how, like, this is how you supposed to be acting. Like, brother, she used to piss me off. Like,
but, and so what changed? Like, you gonna sound like, what, I guess, like, turned in your relationship?
The last situation. Like,
because now y'all are like, super close.
It was what Yatavia said to her. So I had quit my job and I didn't tell my mom. It was just like, I was over it. I just quit it. Like,
Didn't say shit.
So
that's crazy.
Yatavia's job
was crazy.
It was hiring or whatever. So Yatavia, I went there and I went and put an application at there or whatever. So I'm in there like doing the application or whatever. And of course, like, I ended up getting a job because Yatavia was already working there. But I had my watch on. My mom was calling me and Yatavia had my phone or whatever. So I turned it. I thought like when I pressed the button that it would have stopped ringing on the fucking phone, but it didn't. So she picked up the phone and she was just like, hey, mom. And she was just like, hey, where's Alicia? Or no, she said something. And so she was just like, okay, I'll tell Delicia when she get out of her interview. Or whatever. And so my mom was like, huh? And so she was like, interview? She was like, yeah, like, she's in the interview right now. Like, but I'll tell her when she get out. Like, and Yatavia's not putting two and two together. Like, she's just like, yeah, I'll tell her. Like,
because my mom usually was like, oh, okay.
So my mom was just, she said, she was just like, why is she in the interview? She was just like, well, Delicia quit her job.
I'm like, girl, I'm talking to her. Like, if she asking all these questions, she don't know nothing. So you talking to me too much.
Thank you. So she was, girl, she was just like, when did she quit her job? She was just like,
I don't know.
She was, and so when my mom asked her this, I think this is what, because she, like Yatavia said, her tone changed. Like, she was just like, well, why she didn't tell me? And Yatavia was just like, well, maybe she didn't feel comfortable to tell you. And my mom was just like, okay, well, can you tell her to call me when she gets out or whatever? And so she said, yeah, I'll tell her. So Yatavia called her mom. And her mom was like, why would you pick up her damn phone?
Mom, anyways.
Mom, because Yatavia was like, I'm scared to tell Delicia. Like,
she's like, I don't fuck. She gotta go home to this shit. Like, her mama is waiting on her. She's like, girl, just stay down at my house. Like, don't even go home. Just like, come on, we can go to my place. Like, you wanna go get food?
Girl. That night, like, my mom.
That probably hurt her feelings though. Like, when she said that, like, it dawned on her mom, like, damn, she does not feel comfortable talking to me. And that's crazy that my daughter
didn't want to come tell me
that she quit her job.
But it took you how long to get that though? And I had voiced it so much so, but it took for you to hear it from somebody else.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. Like, after, literally, when I left or whatever, we were talking. And she didn't bring up, like, she really didn't say nothing about the conversation. She was just like, you know, I would appreciate if you told me. She was just like, but, you know, it's fine. She was just like, are you coming home or are you going to go with Tavia? I was just like, when I was coming home, she was just like, okay, well, I'll see you whenever you get here. And literally from that day forward, it's been a different Renee, like a complete 180.
Yeah.
That's so nice. I think it really just took for her to hear from somebody else. But
which is so crazy.
Why did it take that long? It literally took most of my life. Like, off of my best friend to tell you one day because I'm in an interview. That's when it's like, oh, shit. Okay, now it's clicking. It should have been clicked.
Better late than never.
That's true. Well, what is something that you wish your parents would have focused on more to give you a better foundation in life?
Education.
Yeah, for sure. I agree with that.
Not even education. I can say
it's not even like, but it's not even like book knowledge. It's just knowledge of life.
Yeah.
Like, just in general.
Because my game didn't come from my mom. My game came from my grandma, my uncles, my cousins. Heavy on my uncles and my grandma. And my grandma gave me like old school game. Like, no care, I'm telling you, like, shit that I'm still using.
That's how my grandma is.
Yeah, like, give you shit that you really need as a woman, for real, that the world ain't finna give you, like,
right.
So, or the world gonna give it to you, but you gotta do so much shit. Yeah, it's gonna be the hard way type shit.
Way.
But, just definitely education, or just, it's not, you know, what you know is who you know. So, yeah. I feel like had my mom, like, my grandma, my grandparents sowed seeds, like they sowed seeds or whatever, but my mom really didn't do that. Like, she reaped the benefits of what my grandparents sowed, but not
replace it.
Yeah, like, and she replaced it in different ways, but not in ways that I felt like I needed it. Yeah. Like, not in ways
that
I can use it.
But the thing about that is, and I was thinking about it earlier, like, our parents come from a place where it's like, you have to go to college after you go from high school, this, that, third. I'm like, now it's so many people that don't want to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And our parents don't know anything
else outside of that.
Like,
yeah,
know
that's
this.
True.
You go to college, if you don't do that,
get a trade.
You go to the military.
Like,
don't do that, you finna get a
yeah,
trade.
Yeah, figure
like,
something out. Like, you finna work, you finna do
that.
Something. Like,
and that's crazy.
No, dead ass. But I think just different avenues. Like, even if I'm not fucking with college, you should have had some type of knowledge elsewhere, and you didn't. Like, and not even say you should have, because I can't, like, your life path. Like,
I mean, I feel like it is a should have, because when you do decide to have children, it's like they didn't ask to be here, so it's up to you to set them up for success in the best way possible.
Thank
like,
you.
That's
not
your
success
job.
In, okay, yeah, I know how to cook, clean, and do for others. I know how to be a good person.
What about
yeah,
myself?
I get all that. Like, that is great. Definitely. I know the Bible, know how to pray. I get all of that. But I don't know how to survive out here. Like, outside of a 9-to-5, I couldn't tell you, like, I learned how to hustle late. Like, it wasn't, I felt like I should have learned how to hustle way earlier than what I did. It shouldn't have been, now I definitely know how to hustle. Like, I know how to get shit when I need it or whatever.
Yeah.
Like, to where I don't ask my mother for shit or whatever. Unless she just giving it to me, just,
right.
You know, because she decided to. But I just feel like, why you didn't teach me this shit before?
Yeah.
Like, why you didn't just
why'd
put me up on game about certain shit?
Yeah.
Why I had to go out and scrape my knee? Like,
to
get all these cuts and bruises.
And you could have just told me.
And you could have just told me. Like, but you, and it's like she.
But do you feel like, let me ask you this. If she would have just told you, do you feel like you would have learned that lesson the same? You get what I'm saying? Like, would it have
stuck
the same?
Yes. Like, it's certain shit that my grandmother has told me that it sticks. So I just didn't do certain shit in life. My mother, it was like, well, you can't do this and you can't do that. Okay, well, what can I do? Like, or you need to figure it out. All right, well, help me figure it out. Like, get in this bitch with me. Like, hell, I don't know. Like, and it's clear that you don't know, but you don't want to tell me that you don't know.
Right.
Like, what the...
You're too proud to tell
me. Let's get off this subject because I'm getting upset. Like, I'm getting upset.
What do you, DJ May, what do you wish your parents would have focused on? To give you a better foundation in life.
I mean, I probably had one of the most solid foundations, but I think the enjoyment of life is something that could have been focused on more. And that's like open-mindedness. I think my parents were very narrow-minded. And they taught me what they knew. And I'll say that they, I know I had a good foundation because I'm in a better place than they were at my age.
Yeah.
So I was like, okay, cool. Foundation is great. But the, like, how to actually reach and chase your ambitions, like, those are the things that I wasn't taught. And those are the things just like, yeah, you can go be anything, do anything, but you have to do it a certain way.
Right.
Yeah.
And versus just go enjoy just life. There's your counterpart, but yo, go enjoy life and then you feel me, like,
figure it out.
Yeah, you feel me, you're gonna figure yourself out.
Yeah.
And
that's not what you got.
Nah. And I think that's very vital in a foundation because it keeps the open-mindedness of like, yeah, okay, I may want to go to school, may not want to go to school. Yeah. Like, I may want to make a bunch of money. I may want to just be a school teacher. Yeah, you feel me? But you're going to do whatever it is that you want to do, knowing that if I do fail,
it'll be okay.
Yeah. Like, I got real, like,
I'll be okay.
I got another level of my foundation at the career that's got my back. So if I do fail with this, like, okay, cool.
I have somewhere to go.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, hey, if you want to go enjoy life and do nothing for whatever, like, yeah, cool.
Do that.
Shit like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, looking back at your 18-year-old self.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Take it on back. What is a piece of advice you would give yourself?
Let me think of what was I doing. 18, I was sophomore college. I was 17, freshman. Sophomore. Fuck you. Bitch was outside lit.
Oh my God. Come on.
I was messing with my ex. Okay. I give it my first piece of advice, it gets better.
Yeah.
My next piece of advice is, be okay with people being seasonal. Like, they're only here for, don't get too attached. Yeah. I'm like, I got so used to an attachment. So be okay with when their time is up.
Let it go. Yeah.
And let it go with ease. Don't let them drag you and you gotta eventually just break away. Yeah. Like, no, just let it go. So it gets better, and be okay with people being seasonal.
Okay. What about you?
The first bit of advice I would probably give my 18-year-old self is to exercise a little bit more humility. With the people you meet, the people you encounter, how relationships go, how relationships end, like, just have a tad bit more like humility that way. You know, just work on burning bridges. And not even like necessarily just burning, like setting them on fire, but, you know, put a little,
just shaking them a little bit.
A little flame to it to see if just let all water, you see me, just let bridges be bridges, you feel me? And just let them end a little better. Whether you guys disagree, don't agree, you know, no matter who it is,
that's big.
Yeah, hey, man, that's tons big. Of like coaches and just anybody, because you feel a certain way, I feel a certain way. I'm going to stand on how I feel. I don't care how old, how
young.
You feel
like you were way more arrogant than
though? No, I don't. I feel like I feel like I got more arrogant as I got older.
Oh, wow.
I think my arrogance just matured as I got older.
Okay.
So it wasn't as loud. But I wasn't like, I mean, to women maybe the arrogant, but like just amongst just regular people and peers and just back around, I didn't act like that. And then my next bit of advice would be to take bigger risk.
Okay.
Mm.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, take
definitely.
Yeah, you gotta take the big ones. I mean, I've always taken risk, and risk is cool, gambles are cool, but it's always been like the kind of like the safe one that just like, yeah, it might go wrong, but it ain't gonna be no big loss.
Yeah.
You feel me?
In fact, you feel me?
Like, we don't roll dice a couple times, you know what I'm saying? We're like, all right, cool. But if some of the ones like, damn, I did it, Man, out of here, Weezy. You feel me? Yeah. I ain't gonna look. No, I thought about it the other day. I remember when I was in school, going to JJ's, like, for the very first time. Remember that when it wasn't JJ's? It was just a Chevron. I just went to the Chevron down at university. I was in the neighborhood, woof and whatever. After I stopped at the Chevron right there to get gas and, like, just grab some snacks. When I went inside, they had a Bitcoin machine. Like, this was back in, I guess, 2013, 2014. They had the Bitcoin kiosk, like, ATM-looking motherfucker. I'm looking like, and it's crazy that you hear about Bitcoin. And then I think it was only a couple hundred dollars. You know what I'm saying? I thought to myself, I'm like, man, I don't know what the fuck it is. Like, yeah, putting ATM. I was like, the common sense said, okay, they put these machines in here, so it's probably worth something, but who knows?
Yeah.
A couple Pell Grants and passed, little checks to hit the account. And me and my homies had gotten into, like, Ether and Bitcoin and shit like that. But it was like, okay, well, this ain't nothing we're taking serious. It's just like, had a couple hundred dollars, put it in there, lose the passwords to the accounts, don't know what the fuck we're doing, trying to trade this and cash out. Man, what the hell going on? But it's like, you just real actually bought in and what the crazy ass motherfuckers was talking about, which at the time it just seemed
like some bullshit.
Yeah, facts. You feel me?
Facts.
And it's like, damn, you just would have took some of the things that history gave you, like they gave you, like the internet, they gave you Y2K, you feel me? They gave you these millionaires in ways like, okay, quit it, you've been out of here.
Yeah.
There's been tons of like just different risks and investment shit. Scamming and swiping. Just think, like now, okay, it's all type of hot shit. It was niggas scamming and swiping when I was in school. Like, you feel me? Like, all type of ways.
Yeah.
And a lot of folks realize like the first wave of scammers is like real deal. They just live for free. So it's like everything that they was making, they just, it was probably, it was just changed. You know what I'm saying? Like, everything was free or half off. Like, so it was just like everything that was coming in, like, oh, I'm buying double. And so it's just certain ways, just like, okay, just go take the risk. Like, just, you're going to build on yourself anyway. Just go out and just do it all the way. You know? That'd be it.
I feel like, I definitely like the risk.
Okay.
What about you?
When I was 18, I spent my 18th birthday in boot camp. I was off of basic training, by the way. So I guess my advice would be that it all works out.
Mm-hmm.
Because like I knew why I had went to basic training, because I knew that I wanted to go off to school and get a degree and all those things. But it's like at the time, of course, those are things that you aspire to do. You know what I'm saying? Like, you say that you want to do these things, but you could say that you want to do a lot of things. And, you know, sometimes life just fucking lives. But I did end up getting the degrees that I wanted, and now I am doing what I want to do and things of that sort. So it's like, my 18-year-old self probably never would have even dreamed, you know what I'm saying, like, of, like, what I'm doing now. So it all works out, and I got this little baby. My little baby.
Child.
That I just love so much. So, I mean, for the most part, I do.
Yeah, no, you don't. You don't.
So, looking at your adult transcript, what would you grade yourself right now?
You can go first.
My adult transcript, you feel me? I give myself...
Truth.
Yeah.
Shame the deal.
I like keeping it a whole with adult church group, I'll give myself right. Probably like a B minus or a B.
Okay.
And how did
you
come up with it?
I mean, I keep the necessities of life. That's something that people in our day and age just don't value.
Yeah.
Like, you feel me? Like, people just don't value. People don't value having a place to live.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Better have like some
couch hopping.
Honey. You know what I'm saying? Like, I got an actual place to live. There ain't no Airbnb. There ain't no 3 months here, 6 months there.
Yeah,
you feel me? You got a steady, like, you got a, you feel me? You got a legit steady place to live. You have a legit steady stream of income. It's not like, okay, I hit a couple plays and then now I'm like, okay, now I hit another couple plays. You feel me? That's because niggas know if you hustle for real, like no matter what you hustle for, that's what it is. Yeah. And it's like
sometimes it's slow.
Facts, and your life got to change with that.
Yeah.
It's like you don't miss no meals. You don't ration out when I eat like during the day. People don't realize it's just like that's huge. I think also my B is I do a decent job adulting and being responsible. Like I've never been a person that's gonna go spend my last on clothes in the club and not fucking feed myself for 2 days, like, or buy, pay the phone bill but don't pay the rent bill. Like, they just niggas that do shit like that. Buy clothes and let your cell phone turn off.
Stupid.
Like, I don't. I've seen it. I've seen it.
Yeah.
I've
seen
it.
So you
want to
look fly, but you can't talk on the phone.
Exactly.
Man,
you can
like,
talk on Wi-Fi.
Come on.
Taking pictures and posting on the Wi-Fi.
With the Wi-Fi.
I done seen it.
Just for the gram.
You feel me? So
that's crazy.
It's shit like that. We talk about it be. Yeah, it's, and then also I think I do a somewhat decent job of like self-reflecting as an adult. So I constantly kind of grade myself and like progress and goals that are set. Yeah, but there's tons to get better on, of course.
Yeah,
there's just shit you just don't know.
Yeah,
like about being an adult. You know. So you fail the class the first time, you feel me? Have to retake the motherfuckers and catch the next test.
Yeah,
but like that's just part of being an adult.
You don't so know for
this,
you know.
This first progress report, like you said, this is you feed me ugly grade on it.
Yeah,
okay.
I'm gonna give myself either a B minus or a C.
Okay.
Probably a C. I'll probably see my way. Yeah. Definitely see my way through. I'm going to give it based off, I keep the necessities. Like DJ Bass said, that's not a problem. I would say my problem comes in of just doing it and not being, I guess, like not being so negative or so in my head or. So, like, I don't know, just I'm an overthinker.
That's me.
So,
dang.
It's more so like I'll set goals out for myself and start the goal, and then like the negative talk comes in my head, and it's just like, bitch, you really finna try to learn all this? You really finna try to do, like, what if it don't even work? Like, you finna really waste your time, or, you know, or we could just stick to this because this making us money just fine over here. So, I would say, as far as, like, my goals and what I set for myself, not so much probably, like, a C, but everything else a B. I definitely feel like I love on people, do for people. I don't have that problem.
But also, you could be mean.
Yeah. I mean to, like...
Because we was talking about that earlier.
I mean
you to, know that, too.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah. I'm working on it. I definitely am. I really do try to watch how I come off and how I handle how I handle people or whatever. Like I said, my friend Kiki, knowing that this was a new friendship for me, I tried to make sure I watch what I say and how I come off or whatever. Whether with Yatavia is no filter, but with Kiki, let me just kind of make sure, you know, I don't come off so bitchy. Know, like, don't let me just kind of just give her my all, like, right now. Like, it might be a lot. Ease her into it type shit. So, yeah. What about you?
I'm gonna give myself, a B, but it's, like, one of them Bs. Like, you know how report cards come out, you got 79.9.
Yeah,
so, you gonna talk to the professor be like, It's one of them. So it's like, I barely got a B, but hey, we're going to call it a B.
Exactly.
That's what we're going to call it. So I think it's that because I feel myself, and I was telling you this earlier, like I feel myself evolving into this person that I've always wanted to be and just like, all aspects of my life, but I also feel like the old me is kind of like tugging me.
Yeah.
Like, where you going? Like, come back. Like, it's fun.
It's fun like,
I'm really, really trying to just let the change happen because I do understand that change is good. And I do realize, though, that sometimes with change, you have to leave things behind. And it's just, it's hard. And it's easy to do the wrong things.
Mm-hmm.
And it's hard to do the right things when you know it's right. And it's just like, it's just so easy. It's just like, okay, whatever. Like, my attitude today can be fucked up. Like, yeah. Like, and I was telling you today, like, I was just really proud of myself because I knew for a fact, like, I just was so aggravated. I just was like, but you know what? I'm not going to let this affect my day.
Yeah.
Because it didn't happen, you know, to affect my whole day. That was just a moment.
Yeah.
And just let that be a moment. And, like, just keep it pushing and enjoy your day because... Well, this is my last day on earth, and I spent to piss the fuck off over something so fucking stupid. Like, and that's just my last memory. The bitch was pissed off. Mm-hmm. Bitching. So it's just like, no, I don't want that. So that's why I'm just giving myself a B, because I'm trying to let this change happen and just not fight it. And just continue to grow into the woman that I've always wanted to be. Oh, yeah. But those are our topics for today. Do you have anything else for the people?
Child, no, y'all done got me hot. No, I don't have anything else to say. I feel like this was a really good episode. The questions were really, really good. And I do not want y'all to think I got beef with my mom anyway, because I talk hard. Smoke, goddamn. But
oh, yeah, I love my parents.
Yeah, let me just say that. Like,
I just have to be honest.
Yeah,
I'm very honest.
That's my truth. Like, yeah. That's just what it is.
And I know I talk very hard. My demeanor is very strong.
Don't you want to fight on time? Yeah.
Why are you telling my business?
My fault.
Don't be telling my business to the people. So, but nah, I just, I love my mommy. So, I have no beef for her. I love her to a million pieces, you know. I would give up my last box of lemon heads for her, okay? And that means something.
You just gonna say you wouldn't give it up?
Yeah, I had to think about it. Probably not the last box, but I'm a fucking with it, though. I'll probably get some out of it.
You can have some, you know. I share with you.
Nah, I love my girl. Seriously. But no, I don't have anything to say. DJ Bay, do you have anything to say to the peepers?
I would say this while we were sitting here. I realized we talked to our younger self a lot. And we talked about our younger self a lot. But it would be beneficial to each person to demonstrate the things that we would tell our younger selves now.
Yeah.
Because, like, there are certain things, like, even the advice like that I would give my younger self is still advice that I would need now. The person that I needed my younger self to be, or the person that I would, you know, like to
be,
is the mentor my younger person I need to be now.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because there was always, at least I did. I had people that I would look up to. I would be like, dang, when I get this age, I would love to look like this. You know, it's never too late to go create that person, or at least try to be someone near that person.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying?
It's like that quote, be the person you needed.
Yeah, facts. And then, I mean, other than tell people to take the risk. The risk is just leaving that job, whether you tell your mama or not, just fuck that job. Just taking risk on, you know, whatever it is with your health and relationships, your mental space, just taking a risk and seeing what work and don't work.
As long as you feel like the risk is worth it.
That's the risk has to be worth it.
But don't talk yourself out of it being worth it.
Yeah.
People do that a lot. I do that. Like, people, like, you can know the risk worth it, but you can always talk yourself 1,000 ways of why you shouldn't do it, or why it may not be worth it, or why it could not work out, or why it could go wrong. Like, that's a safe thing to do. That's why it's like, okay, you're trying to make a risk safe. Versus, like, okay, and I agree. I'm just talking yourself into anything, but if it makes sense, don't talk yourself out of it.
Yeah.
For your own, like, selfish reasons and your own biased reasons. Don't talk yourself out of it. It's okay. Yeah, you got to go off the deep end.
Yo.
Sip on that codeine to make you vulnerable. Whatever.
He really about to do, you see, y'all being nice. He started with B.
I think, do I have anything to tell the people? No, not really.
No, not really.
The only thing I really have to say is follow us on IG at @Thomas_Say_. I realize that I've been saying my username wrong this entire time. It's underscore call. I've been putting the underscore at the end. So I really hope y'all been able to find me, but if not, now if y'all follow our business page, then you know me. So that's that. And I just feel like, you know, do what makes you happy. Like, do what genuinely makes you happy. And I think that as of lately, like, I've always felt like I've done things that made me happy, of course, because why wouldn't I? But I feel like I'm moving to the point now where I'm doing things that, like, genuinely just make me happy without having to. You always have that voice in your mind that's like, dang, I wonder what they would think if I did, da 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 da. But now I'm going to the point where it's like, I don't give a fuck because it makes me happy. Like, right. You know what I'm saying? So it's just like, do what genuinely makes you happy, no matter what that may look like to other people, because it's your life. Right? Okay. And who cares?
Well, you already know it's a happy season for me, or that's what I'm claiming. I'm trying to focus on the good.
We receive it.
Yeah, and not the bad, or just not be so negative or whatever. So I'm choosing to focus on, you know, good things. So I'm definitely with the happiness. This is a happy season. Yes. I'm only doing things that's making me happy.
Y'all are maturing.
Good, dead ass. Like, I don't
you think
want
so?
No.
That's all it is. Because immature bitches are all stuck on the ugliness.
Oh, yeah, no. I don't want unnecessary drama.
That's maturity.
Yeah, I don't want that. Yeah. I just want peace.
Yeah, I don't want unnecessary drama. Like, if I feel like you just got ill intentions, you just on weird timing, take it that way, bro. Yeah. Just take it
I
that way. Because I don't have time. Not today.
I want to be happy. I want to be
exactly.
Like, I just
want
to live. Yeah. And enjoy life. Like, it's too much fun shit out here to do than just be ugh. So,
yep,
y'all.
That's dead knocking.
Uh-uh. Come on. Y'all want to tell them y'all page?
Man, follow me at, what's my fucking thing? That just pissed
Say
me off.
Single. What happened?
Say this. It's fucking raining. I still got a fucking drive.
Oh, it was lightning for the longest. You didn't see that?
Hell no.
Good.
Follow me at Say the Singer underscore.
You're so frazzled.
I'm so fucking pissed.
You?
What is your name?
It's 1SBTheDJ. 1SBTheDJ. Yeah, you follow me, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
all right. DMs wide closed.
Okay. Yeah, you're a great save. Yeah. As soon as that hair would have, I'm gonna leave back too quick.
I'm so glad.
You will go catch that one.
I'm so glad. No, I wasn't even gonna say that. I would have been like, I'm so sorry.
I'm gonna make it so smooth. Like, I ain't gotta worry because I was like, gonna feel
it. I was like, I'm gonna play with me.
This man here.
But that's all I got for the people.
Yeah, that's all I got.
We
nothing
got some
else.
Exciting news that we're going to announce later.
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah, later.
But it's very exciting.
Yes, so stay tuned for that. But if there's nothing else, thank you guys for tuning in as always.
Yes.
And we'll see you guys on the next episode.
Bye.
Bye.